Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm an intuitive medium, and I've been practicing for well over 30 years, and that's a long time. I thought I would try the show a little later today. I was doing the 11 o'clock time, but we'll see how many callers jump on. See if we have any luck with that. Like I said, my name's Lynn Miller, intuitive medium. I've listed my website, lynnmillerpsychic.com, and my personal email. So anybody out there that's interested in a private session, just know that I offer a discount to Blog Talk Radio listeners. And this is really the only place that I do that. So it's a good thing to know. What do we want to talk about on this Monday? Mondays, aren't they always the best day of the week? get things going, get things moving and shaking. You know, everything we do is based on action and reaction. That's why when I do my sessions, I'm sort of able to tune into the past and kind of see what direction my client has been sort of going in, and that's a good predictor to the future. But I do read more than one path at a time, which is also very helpful. I'm known for specific names, dates, and places. And after 30 years of doing this, I've learned not to censor myself. In other words, sometimes I get things that may seem ludicrous or way out of the box, but I've noticed over the years that they have placement somewhere. It's my job to interpret them. So if you're out there and you're feeling, I talk about this all the time, you know, sometimes we just feel like we're stuck, we're in a position where things aren't really moving or shaking for us. You know, it's really important to stir the energy up. Take an alternate action in your life. Do something new. Step out of the box. Get out of your comfort zone. That always changes the dynamic around us and brings in new. A lot of times, I mean, you can bring in new people around you, new situations, new opportunities. So I'm a firm believer in taking action. Action is really everything. Looks like I've got a caller on the line here. I'll get to you in just a few minutes. Hopefully some more callers will jump on. I don't know if Blog Talk is promoting these shows differently these days. I used to jump on a show and have like 30 callers in the queue. Or maybe that's just me getting rusty. I don't know. Anyways, I'm coming to you guys live from Los Angeles. It's a little bit overcast today, but the weather's beautiful. In about 3 weeks, I'll be moving down to Boca Raton, Florida. So I'll be doing the show from there, which will be a new experience for me. So I'm definitely stepping out of my comfort zone. All right, let's go. Why don't I just take this caller and see what we have going on and maybe keep it to one question, but it doesn't look like too full, so. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Miranda. And
hi, Miranda.
Hi, first-time caller. So I don't really have a specific question, but I would love for you to just go in and pick up whatever you see for me in the next few months, couple of months.
When's your birthday, Miranda?
It's September 6th.
September 6th. Okay. Mm. It feels like you've got some positive changes coming for you. August is especially a high month. I would look back to the last. Did you have a shift about a year ago? Was
yes,
there some kind of shift?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I moved then about a year ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm looking at change, but it looks like there's. What are you doing for work? because there's a lot of work energy around you and there's something very creative.
Actually not doing anything major right now. I'm just looking into some volunteer work.
Okay. Well, there's a new opportunity coming your way in August, and it will be around possibly volunteering or some sort of charitable event, something of that nature. And I'm also looking at love and getting a big question mark. Are you currently involved?
I am. I guess the question mark is more with my kids. I have two daughters, and they're both looking, and one has her eye on someone, and the other one has been introduced to someone, and, you know, they both want to settle down, and so I guess that's my question
How old are your daughters?
So one is 28 and one is 30.
Oh, okay. Right around the 30-year-old, I definitely get a relationship coming in and moving forward. And she's going through something called a Saturn return. Actually, they both are. It usually happens from age 28 to like 31. So it will be major shifts, major changes. But I'm looking at a relationship with her moving forward, which will lead to marriage.
Okay. And what about the younger one?
The younger one feels like there's some career stuff going on. Relationship will come for her when she's 30 as well. So, I mean, there's a new relationship coming in for her, but it's not the end-all, be-all. It's more of a learning lesson with this one. So it lasts about a year, year and a half, and then she meets somebody new.
Oh, I was hoping for some one more permanent. She was introduced to someone and said that this guy's interested in her, and they've been texting and talking, and they're going to meet.
It feels like a good connection, but it's not. It doesn't feel like it's the guy she ends up marrying. It's more of a. It's meant to be, however, but it's not like her everlasting guy will come closer to age 30, like your other daughter.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. She's got some career stuff going on, too. What is she doing for work? Is she sort of like still searching or?
No. She's actually very busy in some nonprofit work.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I get a very entrepreneurial vibration from her. Like she's meant to do her own business, and she will at some point.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I see some travel for you.
Oh, really?
There's some travel possibly coming up in September. Where are you calling me? Where's your location?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. I mean, I'm very drawn to Florida with you as well.
Oh, no connection in Florida. No.
Well, something's coming through there. You could meet somebody from there. Or there's a certain energy coming through around Florida for you.
Interesting. No idea what that could be.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a person you meet that'll be from there, or perhaps when you're doing some volunteering, there's some connection to something down there. A lot of times when I pick up locations, it can be significant or very insignificant. Any other questions?
My husband is actually employed right now, but he is looking for a shift and was just wondering if you see any job prospects or any sort of transition for him in the
There will be a transition for him come October, September, October. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks like moving on, something new, a new beginning. And he'll be very happy with it. There's a really good energy around it.
He's been looking for...
Any connection to the name Michael?
Michael. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. It just feels like it's around your husband. It could be somebody he works with or somebody he will work with in the future. It's a really good energy. It's a really good energy.
So in about October, you think something will happen? Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely a shift and a change, a new opportunity, new beginning, new position.
And do you pick up anything from my daughter, the one you said that you see her getting into a relationship, the older one, that it's going to move forward? Do you know anything about the guy?
Somehow involved in finance or... yeah, he works in finance. He's very successful. He's going to be about 3 years older than she is, 3 to 4 years. It feels like it happens pretty quickly. I'm looking at marriage and then kids right away.
Any time frame with that?
There will be two.
Two kids?
There'll be two kids. I would say she'll be engaged by next year. By 2022, there's going to be an engagement.
I was hoping by the end of the year.
it definitely happens pretty quickly, you know. It moves pretty rapidly. And then after marriage, there'll be a pregnancy pretty much right away.
Right away.
And it does feel like a girl energy, a little girl.
Everyone says that, actually, whenever they talk about kids with her, you see a girl.
I see a little girl, and the second one will be a boy.
Oh, you think so? Oh, wow.
She'll have a girl and a boy. Any connection to Connecticut? Because Connecticut comes up as well.
Let's see. Connecticut. Family, friends, perhaps,
Yeah, there's some energy or news coming from Connecticut within 2 months. Well, I hope that helps you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Yeah, a lot of times when I pick up locations, it's usually you meet a person from that location or there's some, you know, depending on what you're doing, there will be some sort of connection to the location. And it's generally future stuff, so just know that. Reach out to me via email, millerangel33@yahoo.com or lynnmillerpsychic.com. I have a lot of my shows on there. I've posted a good majority of my radio shows, one I used to do called The View from Beyond. And I don't have the Blog Talk ones up on my website, but I do have some of the TV shows that I've done over the years as well. So I urge everybody to do their research when you're going to see somebody. I can't stress it enough. You really want to know their track record, how long they've been doing it for, you know, any sort of recommendations are always good. When you go to somebody, you know, if you're referred, because I can't tell you how many times I have callers, you know, clients come to me and they're just like petrified about doing a reading. And I said, you know, I only focus on the positive. There's nothing negative to my readings. Even if something isn't the most optimal or what you want to hear, there's always there's always a bright side to it, meaning something comes out of it. Looks like somebody else just jumped on the line, so let me take this caller, 805. I think that's California. Hello there.
Hi, yes, it is California.
Oh, what part of California are you in?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. I had a caller the other day from Santa Barbara. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. What's your question? What's going on? It seems like you've got a lot of energy around you.
Well, there's not many people in my life, but, yeah, I just went for a nice walk, and I'm pretty much by myself. I'm not married or don't have kids or anything like that. I'd like to manifest some money somehow in a win, or I have two friends, Monty and Pete, that I kind of look after, and I'm hoping that they'll leave me money, you know, when they pass, because they both have quite a bit. And so I was wondering if you see any windfalls or inheritances or anything like that coming my way.
I definitely see inheritance from both of those energies coming through. It looks like 2022 is an increase for you financially. So there is a lot of good luck around, a lot of good luck around you, and there will be inheritance.
Oh, good. Okay.
Especially good energy around Monty. That name just has a lot of good energy there.
Yeah, well, he's my neighbor. He said he would leave me his truck and his car and his piano and stuff like that. That's about pretty much all he has. But Pete has a lot. Yeah,
From both of them, there's inheritance. It looks like, because I'm looking at March of 2022, and there's an increase for you financially. There's going to be another opportunity that presents itself to you as well that will have to do with money.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice. Do you see, I want to ask you a real quick one. Do you see a relationship coming in for me? Because I'm by myself, and I've been by myself now for like 12 years.
Well, what are you, Donna, what are you doing to put yourself out there? Because I feel like if you put the effort in, it will be rewarded. But I feel like you might be a little bit you haven't put yourself out there enough. Have you done that?
Well, I just got off of Facebook dating because it was horrendous. The guys were all
I've heard that. I've heard a lot of bad reviews about dating. You know, I have a lot of clients that met their husband through Bumble. You might want to try Bumble.
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about that one. That's a great idea.
If you put yourself out there, you will find a relationship. There's a high energy for it within the next 6 months. So get yourself on Bumble and put yourself out there. And, yes, a relationship is coming. And there will be a lot of travel with this future partner, and he'll be connected to Colorado.
Oh, see, that's what I want to do. I want to travel. I love traveling. I've been to many countries, and it's just the greatest, but I want to do it with a partner. I don't want to do it alone, you know?
Yeah, it's always more fun that way. There's definitely, I'm looking at future partnership for you, a lot of travel, a lot of adventure, and he's really outdoorsy, so.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, well, I hope
Very
that helps,
nice.
Donna. Thanks for calling
yes,
in. Keep me posted.
So much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You too.
Santa Barbara is beautiful. If I wasn't moving to Florida, I'd move to Santa Barbara. Okay, let me see who this caller is. Hi there. This is Lynn. Hello. Looks like we have dead space. Looks like there was a little bit of dead space there. I don't know. It was an odd number, too. It was like the angel numbers. It was all 1111111. Maybe that's a sign from above. I'm not quite sure. Well, it's been an interesting show. I want everyone out there. I love feedback. So any feedback, suggestions you have, that's why I put my email out there for everybody and my website, because I definitely love feedback, correspondence. I get so much from doing these shows. And I was looking back in my archives, and I've been doing them, I think, since 2015 or so. So it's interesting to go back and listen to previous shows. So all my shows are on Blog Talk. You can follow me. Also, I'm on Instagram at Lynn Miller Psychic and Facebook as well. I've got a public page, Lynn Miller Psychic. What can I say in leaving? Make it a great day. Make it a great shift for yourself. Life is too short to be unhappy or to be unsatisfied with something. But it's normal. I mean, it's normal to go through periods of time where, you know, you just feel sort of frustrated or things aren't moving as smoothly as possible. That's why I always talk about doing vibrational work, sound meditation. It really shifts the dynamic. You know, start an exercise group. Join a gym. Take a hike. Whatever works for you to sort of get you out of your funk or whatever space you're in, do that for yourself. It's important to take care of ourselves. Self-care is just key. I think that's all I've got for today. There's that 111 number again. It's 1111. This is completely baffling to me. I'm going to try to answer this again.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Lynn. Who am I talking with?
I'm in Lisa, Arizona, and I'm sorry it was in on Skype and I had the phone on mute. That's thank you very much for coming back. That, you know, shows how much you care and you like your listeners. Thank you so much for that. I just have a quick question, because I know you're wrapping up. May I please?
Yes, of course.
I'm going to look you up later. I have a job where I work with, and I haven't been there for a week. I'd like to know if I'm going to be coming back to that same location where I work, or am I still going to be with the same company working with that same company? Or they're going to transfer me to another location with the same company. Go ahead.
It will be a transfer with the same company to a different location.
Okay. Is it a new location that they're opening up?
Yes, it will be a new location they're opening up. And I'm looking at, though, 2 months from today for another 2 months.
Oh wow! So I right now will not be able to work for a month.
You're looking at a few weeks. There's at least three to four weeks.
Oh okay. One more thing, because you know it's an epidemic job. One of my co-partners. Do you see one of my co-partners? Dave, is David being transferred to that location?
Yes, he will be as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of good work energy coming in for you, some sort of promotion as well.
Miss, wait a minute. When you say promotion, there was a complaint about me two or three females. I'm still going to get promoted even though they complain about me?
Yep.
That's funny.
There's a promotion, even with that, yep. There's definitely something moving forward and some good news.
Well, God is good, ma'am. God is good. I will look you up, and thank you for doing the show.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. Send me feedback. I listed my email, so anytime you want to connect. Okay, take care.
Bye. Nice talking to you.
Yes,
you
too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was such an interesting number, 111111. So I guess that was the Skype number. I've got a quickly time to take this last caller. Got about a minute, but I wanted to grab your call. What's your name?
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Soroya. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Hi, Soroya. What's your question today?
Okay, my question today is, I am 27 weeks pregnant, and I've been going through a lot of stress, a lot of changes before my 40th birthday. Do our ancestors have anything to say about, I know time will tell everything, but just kind of antsy.
They want you to take it easy. They definitely want you to take it a little more slowly. You've been doing things too quickly. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. Is there an issue with the father?
Yeah, we're not getting along. I had enough. 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah, there seems to be a little bit of tension there, but it will improve. So know that that's going to get better. And I do feel a boy energy. I don't know if you're having a girl or a boy, but I'm feeling boy.
I am having a boy.
Yeah, definitely feel a little boy. He's going to be very spunky and full of energy. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too, my love. God bless.
Bye. Yeah, little boy energy. I love little boys. I've got two sons myself, but they're not little anymore. They're about to be 16 and 19. So everybody that called in, thank you for calling in. Again, come to me privately. Get a half-hour session, 45-minute session, or an hour session. I offer a $50 discount off all my sessions for Blog Talk Radio listeners. So I only do that on here. So I'm not offering discounts anywhere else. Once in a while, I'll have like a Mother's Day discount or a Christmas special, buy one, get one free. But all right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This has been really fun, and I think this is a better time frame to do my show, so I think I'll start doing it more around 1 o'clock on a regular basis. We'll see how it goes. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Take care.